What's up, sportscast? From the Sports and Stuff Show, the Kings of Comedy. I'm Adam.
I'm Carter. And I am Jonah Dalmas.
Yeah, we got, you know, our special guest. I think this is the first guest we've had ever.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What? It took us only 54 episodes, but we got it. Jonah's the kicker for Boise State. You're junior, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I could basically be saying everything about you, but why not? You describe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so like my time at Boise State's been interesting because I was a walk-on kid that came on, but I like nobody knew about me, so it was like completely anonymous in a way.
Mm-hmm.
That like nobody knew who I was because I didn't have any like film that came out. I just had communication with Boise State and they told me to like film certain amount of kicks, and so I did. Had me come in for like a 14-day tryout, and then I came in for the tryout, and then all of a sudden I was just like on the team like the third day. So
really,
it was like a weird, you know, weird transition going in, just like from 3 days being right on the team and then just doing what I did. And then come season time, they like told me that I was going to be the starting kicker as a freshman, and then got like a full scholarship on the third game of that season, so of
really?
My freshman year. So
damn,
it's been a wild ride, and I've been here since and just finished up my junior year, and it's crazy how fast the time's going, but we're here now, so
yeah,
it's crazy.
And what, okay, I guess we could go into questions, I guess that's okay. Or no, we can, I don't know,
do your thing.
Screw it. Okay. Where did you like, what made you like decide that you wanted to be a kicker?
Well, I grew up playing soccer my whole life, so I knew how to kick a ball. And I was going to come back and play soccer after my mission.
You had to kick a ball.
Yeah. Knew how to kick a ball. Yeah. Just blatantly saying I knew how to kick a ball. Like, it didn't matter which ball it was. I just, like, knew how to kick it, you know? And I don't know, dude. It's just, like, played soccer my whole life. It was just an easy transition, like, kicking a football. And going back to, like, just I just knew how to kick a ball. So, like, kicking a football was easy for me. And then I was actually going to play soccer when I came back from my mission. But then my brothers were just like, nah, you should try kicking a football at Boise State. And then that's what led up to the whole, like, 13-day tryout stuff where my high school coach reached out to Boise State, and they're like, yeah, we'll give this kid a shot. And then, basically, and that my plan wasn't to play football, but it all just kind of pieced itself together that I'm playing football now. So it's like I said, it's just like a weird anonymous story. But, I mean, I always thought football was fun in high school, and I was kicking in high school too, so it just wasn't until my brothers just like really said like you should try kicking at Boise State that it like sparked my interest
kind of. Were your like brothers, did they play football?
They did, yeah. My oldest brother, he was a soccer and like kicker in high school too. Mm-hmm. And then my middle brother, he was a center for Rocky when he was there, so he was,
wow,
like he was way bigger than us, like, mm-hmm, me and my brother were just like the soccer players, skinny kids, but he was just like way bigger than us, and he played O-line in high school, and so I guess having two older brothers, I had a lot of connections at Rocky, so they had connections to talk to Boise State, so I just was in a good position, I guess, to get the interest of playing football in college.
Mm-hmm. So when you went to Rocky, wasn't that like their first couple years that they were?
No, my oldest brother had like their first couple years at Rocky, and that was 2008. It was like,
I only mentioned that because they sucked at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were pretty good. They were good when I was there.
Yeah,
like, my junior year, we won the state championship game.
Yeah,
football.
Like, I know when I was there, or when I went to Eagle, which Eagle's way better, by the way. Go Mustangs.
Beg to differ.
Literally, the only team that would beat us was Rocky.
Yeah.
And Rocky was, like, undefeated.
How exactly does that make you better than?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, come in. Please, speak up.
Wow. Good question.
Just an honest question.
We're just cooler. We have cooler colors.
You said we're way better, but like every time we play Rocky, we lost to them.
Yeah, you know, it's just, dude, I felt like every single time we played, so every single time it was like close, but then it would like last second. I kid you not, the last time we played, or last time I remember we played, it was like we were tied up at like 30 seconds in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden their quarterback just throws like a 60, 70-yard Mahomes dot to, like, get in field goal range, and they kicked a field goal to win.
That's what we do, man. We win.
I hate you,
dubs,
just because
dog.
You went to
we
Rocky.
Dubs.
Dude, man.
That's funny, though. Yeah. It always is a close game between us. Like, yeah. I don't think there I've ever seen a Rocky, like, Eagle game, bit, like, a blowout at all.
Yeah.
It's did always you, just been tight.
Since you went to Meridian, did you, like, you lived in Meridian, did you have a choice to go to, like, Mountain View or, like, Meridian? Or was it just, like, Rocky?
No, I was in the Rocky boundary.
Oh.
So I didn't really have a choice.
Man.
But I wanted to go to Rocky.
Oh.
Because all the other schools suck.
Yeah,
I'm playing.
True.
I'm playing.
I mean, dude, Meridian was good. I don't know if you keep track of, like, high school sports. They went to play Rigby in the championships this year. They played them here, I think, too.
Mm-hmm. It was on the blue.
Yeah, and then
the blue.
Dude, they choked like a. I think they choked like a 21-point lead, Meridian.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Crazy.
I feel like high school sports is kind of interesting because it's like normally it's kind of the better team wins.
Well, like, there was like a minute and 37 seconds. Meridian had the ball. I think they just needed a field goal to win, dude. And they were driving down the field, and the quarterback gets hit as he's thrown, and one of their D linemen like picks it off and takes it back for six, dude.
Dude.
So that's how it ended, basically.
Really?
It's like a D lineman gets it and pick six.
Did you know the quarterback for Meridian? He stole his brother's job as the starting quarterback.
Really?
Yeah, he stole his brother's job, and he stole his number too. The next year, he stole his number.
Oh gosh.
I'm like, I wonder. I would assume
and
his brother
was still there when he took his number?
No, his brother was still there when he took his job. And
okay, but he didn't snatch the number while
he
his brother
He snatched the number
was on the
afterwards.
Team. Okay.
That would be even worse.
See, I feel like I would be more comfortable stealing my, like, sibling's job in a sport than just stealing a random person's.
Really?
I feel like it, yeah.
But you
could
have seen him other, like, every day. Like, at least if you stole someone else's job, you'd have, like, you know, you wouldn't have to see him again, you know?
I understand that, yeah.
But, like, after, like, you know, if they transfer or leave or something like that.
I understand that. But you and your brother, like, grew up competing your whole life.
Yeah, but, like, still, I don't know.
So it's just, like, I feel like it's just, like, bragging rights at that point. Like, yeah, I took your job, boy. Like, what you gonna do about it? You know what I mean?
Man, I guess.
Unless he was just, like, really pissed off about it. Which could be that, too.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be. Well, he was, like, trying to get a go to college. And then his brother stole his job.
Okay, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
But, man.
I don't know. Good looks for his little brother, then.
Yeah, I guess. So we have a game. This game, basically, to describe it, is we have the roster of Boise State, and we're going to have a name, and you have to figure out what number. So it's if you know the number of all your teammates.
How do we have a chance in this?
I don't know.
Right. I'm
I mean,
not playing,
I kind of have a chance because I had the right on him.
Yeah,
you probably
you
don't.
Do. No,
you just
I probably
watch them.
Don't.
So, and then you play on the team. So hopefully.
Yeah, I should know
how confident
all
are you?
Of these numbers.
I'm gonna
to
come
be
in
honest,
on a landslide
dude.
Third here.
Even like the linemen.
Yeah.
Oh no! Dude, when it gets to linemen, like a 76 or something, there's no way. Okay. There's no way I'm getting those.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. And then white on right on the whiteboard.
Okay, perfect. Is it, like fastest person to write it down, or like if you just get it right?
We'll just go like 10.
Yeah.
And then the most to get out of 10 wins.
Okay.
And we also have a loser wheel.
Oh jeez, we're bringing this back.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So perfect.
This is why you picked this game.
Do you guys have the boxing glove?
So like
I do.
So
beautiful.
Keep
a tally
of
your score.
How many people? I should be 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Are we ready?
We're holding you to that.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to randomly scroll until I hit someone. Okay.
She scrolled a while, so that's like a lineman number.
Okay, here we go.
Lineman range.
Okay. What is Isaiah Bradford's number? 28.
Oh, I know this one.
46 or 25. So it's like A, B, C.
Wait,
A,
what,
28, B, 46,
that was
C,
the...
25.
I like how I said I knew it, but then I wrote a completely opposite number than she put.
I haven't seen Isaiah Bradford in a minute. Though, so that's
Have you written anything yet?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought we were waiting for you. Okay,
yeah,
one,
ready.
Two, three.
For 28.
25.
GG's,
damn it.
Boys. GG's, boys.
Okay.
Man,
that's one tally
tragic.
For me.
I
haven't seen Isaiah Bradford in a minute.
I'm going to butcher some of these names.
Okay. Well, good.
Like,
you can show their faces. Just cover them.
Okay. What is Davis Coetter's number?
Oh, that's easy.
A. 41.
Oh, that's definitely it.
B, 30, or C, 17.
17.
Nice, yeah.
All right.
Okay. We're catching up.
Your first tallies. Good job, Mike. Your first tally.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. Number three. What is Tyreek Jones's number?
Do you not know?
I know it.
Come on.
A, 18. B, 53. Or C, 21.
21.
Nice. I don't watch football, so I... The most I've watched football in my life has been this semester.
Wow.
Because I've had to be perfect. On the field, so.
Yeah.
All right. But you guys are fun to watch. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Okay. What is Caden Dudley's number? A, 25. B, 23. Or C, 38.
What are the options again?
25, 23, or 38.
I know it's not 23. Or no. Okay,
3, 2, 1. It's 25. Did we do this
Wait,
one already?
I thought Isaiah Bradford was 25.
No, he was...
There's an offense and defense.
Dude,
Isaiah
stupid.
Bradford
did you
is
watch
defense.
Did you watch the Air Force game? There can be two of the same number.
Oh, yeah.
I was not aware of that.
There you go.
Okay. What is Seth... Is it Knoth? Knoth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Seth Knoth.
I think.
I think so.
Silent K?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Hopefully. What is Seth Knoth's number? A, 28,
B, 73,
or C, 44?
It should be 44,
okay,
I
ready?
Swear.
1, 2, 3. It's 28. I came up
Are
with
you
70.
What?
I said 73 as soon as you looked at me and said, like, 70
oh,
something.
Man.
Wait, what are you at right now?
I'm undefeated, dog.
Wait, no, what?
I haven't missed one.
What's your, like, number?
I was 28.
No, but, like, what tally?
Oh.
6.
5.
Okay, I'm at
2. So if I
oh, no.
My foot is falling asleep over here. Okay. What is Zion Washington's number?
Oh, I know this one.
A, 44, B, 31, or C, 12?
Do you know this one?
I do know this one. Well, I said that on, like, the other 5.
That's
I got them wrong. Okay, ready?
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
31?
Good job.
Did you put 31, too? Dang it! No! I thought it was okay. It's a matter of
Can't
like
pull away from me.
It's just a matter of you. We're not losing. Yeah.
Okay.
On the last three players, you should not give a multiple choice answer.
Oh, that's a great idea. And it can be extra points if you get it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Like
oh,
in,
no.
it's like an extra 3 points. Okay. Cool. This one's just a throwaway. You guys are all gonna know this one. What's Taylen Green's number?
Oh.
Can we just all write it down so I don't have to talk?
Yeah. Does this count as triple points?
3.
It doesn't
two,
really matter.
One.
Everyone's
no,
gonna
this
get
is
it.
1 point. This is the easiest thing ever. This is the only one that I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only one you know?
I know this and JL Skinner because I just edited a photo of him. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What number are you?
I don't know. You
guess.
What,
you guess.
What
I know it.
Is Jonah Dahma's number?
Oh.
Carter.
I know. I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure.
Okay, 3, 2,
I feel good
1,
about it.
35.
Yeah.
Have we been over this already? Is there more than 135?
No, we haven't said 35 yet.
Okay.
Did you get to choose your number, or did they just give it to you?
They gave it to me.
Oh. Would you want to change it?
Nope.
No?
I love it.
Not like 00?
No. Nah.
Like,
such thing?
3-5 looks good on me.
00 not like 3-5.
That would be so weird. Okay. Like 00. That's like prison rule. I feel like that's like prison rules, like stuff.
Okay.
What's the next one?
What is Ezekiel Noah's number? 7?
Oh, this is easy.
14? Or 21?
7. Okay.
How many points is that so far?
Not 6.
However many he has.
How many do you have?
9.
Okay.
Oh, so this is the last one.
So let's make this one worth, like, 5 points. But you have to guess the number.
5?
Okay.
Just the number, no options?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So she says the name, and we have to write his number without
I'm at
any
6.
Multiple choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is. I don't know who any of these people are, actually. So.
Oh, no.
What is Jack Beresford's number?
Do you know this one? I don't think you know it.
Jack.
I'll show you guys a photo of his face.
I literally sit at his table in BizCom.
Oh, no.
How old is he? Some of these guys look really young, and some of you guys look like 30.
Super
and
duper
I don't
seniors.
Know. I don't.
He didn't just casually come up.
See,
and,
this one's hard because he's been not like he's been injured.
Oh,
so I haven't
man.
Like seen his number on him recently. You know what I mean?
So should I pick
oh, that's an excuse.
No, that's a good one.
Nah, you're not gonna get it.
What do you mean? I'm
trying to
guess.
Give you the best chance here too.
But I don't think he would go over what number he is.
No,
in his
he had a picture of him on the team.
Oh, it was like a high.
Dude, I have no idea. Yeah. I have nothing to go off of except for his face and his name.
Okay. Is it in the 60s?
No.
Yeah. I see.
That. Dang it! I put 63.
I'll give you guys a different one.
Yeah. That one was hard. That was actually a
what
great
was
one.
His number.
What was it?
It was 49.
Oh, my gosh. I wrote 48.
Thank goodness. Okay, give us another one.
Yeah, that was crazy. You were close. Yeah. You were really close.
Man.
Okay.
Who is 48? You know?
Used to be Jordan Erickson.
Oh, yeah. He went to Rocky, too. He was a running back. He torched us.
What is... God. Oh, wait, I don't know if this person has a number. Buster Bronco?
Yeah, it's double
it's
zero.
Number, it's
oh, it
double
is?
Zero.
Okay.
The only
sorry.
Double zero.
Anyway.
Stealing Buster Bronco.
We'll go with this one. What is Gavin Hambrick's number?
Jeez, boys.
Did you get it? Do you know it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, he's a freshman.
That's a freshman?
Yeah, he's a freshman. I saw him in the when I was doing orientation.
Jeez,
I don't
boys.
Know what number. What's his position?
LB.
Linebacker.
Okay, yeah. No.
This is not right. I don't.
I mean, just throw something out there. You obviously.
I know.
I'll give you a hint.
Ooh.
It's a repeat.
Ooh.
It is? Ooh. Oh, no.
So should I tally five more on my board already?
We already have a winner, but
no, this is a okay.
Might as well make it
ready?
A blowout, right?
I'm ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. 35.
Ah! Damn it! I just
alrighty.
Didn't think there was another 35.
Oh,
okay, no, we need a tiebreaker.
There is no tiebreaker. He won.
No, but
second and
for
third,
last,
doesn't really need a
you
tiebreaker.
Guys just
all
right.
Tied? I'll give you your tiebreaker right now.
Okay, yeah.
Only I know this number.
Only you know
Cade
it?
Beresford on the O-line.
Oh, no. 70, insert number here.
Would John Ojukwu be pretty easy?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, how about Ben Dooley, O-line? Actually, you know what? We'll do, let me.
Is it 64? Is he 64?
Let's do JC, Jalen Clark. You guys know that?
Yes, I know it.
DB.
Yeah.
Hold up. I'm trying to get a guy that you guys don't.
Damn it.
No. Let's do.
Oh, didn't Jalen
Ethan
Clark...
Makita.
What's Ezekiel's brother's name?
Elion.
Yeah, we already did one of those.
Yeah, let's do Elion. Noah.
I don't know his exact number. I don't think.
Either.
Ethan Makita doesn't wear 19. He wore 19 in high school. I put
Elion Noah. 3.
I know his brother.
2, 1. 36 is
correct.
No!
Give me that. Second place.
Damn it. Okay.
32. 32 is Ethan Makita's number. Right?
Is that
for sure?
Yeah. Really? Oh, okay. Of course.
Do you
of
see
course.
That seventh dolly mark there?
I do.
Just
making sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's. Yeah. You spit the wheel. So on here. Just a little context. There's one on here that's Bean Boozle.
Look at that tally mark list right there.
Why do you do your tallies like that? Who does tallies like that?
Tally
you don't do like a 5?
I'm sorry, I had so much that I needed to all
no, but you could have just like, you could have just made a 5. I don't...
Nah, bro. All right, spin the wheel.
Okay.
You gotta see the line.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm really hoping for Bean Boozle here. That really
dude,
takes you out. Bean
actually,
screaming.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can we have the winner spin the wheel? I feel like it's only fair.
Ooh,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I got a sign of shame. What do you mean? That was a tough one.
I'm hoping for the punched.
Punched?
Yeah.
Oh,
get
well.
Punched?
Yeah, there's
you
punched.
Would get to punch
there's
him.
Bean Boozle. There's.
Ready?
Yep. What is it?
The shock potato.
The
shock potato?
The stupid
no.
Stupid shock
no.
potato.
Okay, let
just
me.
Say no, like
go
that's
get
not
it.
The easiest. You want to eat the dishwasher bean again?
No!
So since you guys both lost, I think you should just have to toss it back and forth.
No. Shot potato?
I personally think you should have to toss it back and forth.
It's supposed to be a kid's game, and it's like a hot potato, and it shocks you. But, like, I kid you not, this thing goes like, extreme. Mm-hmm. Like,
he's being rude today.
Yeah, what the...
You were rude on Monday, too.
When was I rude on Monday? When you lost?
Ooh, and it's also on extreme.
Review the footage.
So, like, there's an extreme mode where it doesn't play music, so you don't know.
I won on
Monday. And you have to, like, toss it, and whoever catches it just can get
shocked. I was just going to hold it and get shocked, but...
No. I think the two losers should toss it.
We're going to toss it? Oh,
but
no.
You should do it now so that I can see before.
Ready? I'm going to start it. Go. You're going to hold it?
Yeah. He's waiting.
Oh, you're going to hold it like a grenade.
I remember how long.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It scared the crap out of me.
No,
don't. Okay, let's retry that. Okay.
Catch. That's why you played corner.
Oh, God. You really had to do me like that?
Yeah, that's why you played corner.
Yeah, let's.
Oh,
you want to try it?
Is it even bad?
No.
Do you want to try it?
It's really not bad at all.
Okay, you press start on there, and then just hold it.
You already pressed start, didn't you?
No. It should be like the button. Up your pointer finger right there. Oh. It's like hold it, like have a firm grasp on the potato. You know, and we thought it was fitting too because it's like. Boise State, potato.
Yeah.
Idaho.
I much prefer when you have to eat the bean boozle.
I hate you!
I think it might be off.
Did you do it?
Oh, I might have pressed the wrong button.
I hate you.
Okay.
Whatever.
Dang it, I wanted the punch one.
Well, it's too bad. We did it. All right.
I'll see you guys later.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Have a good one, y'all.
You too.
You're going to have to wait 30 seconds for me to turn.
Do a few more questions.
Yeah, we do a few more questions. You want to ask them?
Yeah, I had one. Yeah. So I'm sure every kicker has their own mental process before a kick. Mm-hmm. Like, what? It's fourth down. Your field goal team's being sent out. What's going through your head? Do you talk to anybody, or are you just kind of in your own?
Yeah, I basically just kind of stay within myself. Basically, I don't really talk to nobody. I don't really like having people come up to me and saying like, oh, like you got this.
Right.
You know, I just like to be in like my own mental state. And like when I'm running on to the field, like to go kick the field goal, nothing really goes through my head.
Really?
It's all just like I'm just running out there. And then as soon as I get my spot, I'll set my spot for Connor Riddle. Take my steps back. I'll just take a nice like deep breath, you know. And then I just kind of go. And like... It happens so fast that I don't even, like, remember the kick. So,
yeah.
Like, I see it going up, and then as soon as I see it's in the direction of going in between the two posts, I, like, basically look away. Like, I don't even watch it go through all the way.
You pull, like, the curry, like...
Pretty much, yeah, but it's, like, I'm not meaning to pull the curry, but, like, it just happens, you know? As soon as I know that it's going in, then I'll, like, celebrate with my boys. And then, like, the process is just so fast, and then, like, I'm off the field.
Yeah.
And it's just, it feels like it's literally 10 seconds long.
What about when you're iced? That change anything?
Not really. I feel like getting ice motivates me more.
Really?
Yeah. Like I think it like hypes me up. It's like I like you don't want the smoke. You know what I mean? So it's like
that comes to mind mostly is at the end of the Oklahoma or the halftime of the Oklahoma State game last year.
Yeah.
I think they iced you three times in a row.
Yeah, that was Wyoming. Wyoming.
Was it
Wyoming?
Iced me three times in a row.
Oklahoma State.
Yeah. So it's funny because they iced me three times in a row, in last year's game, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
And then we played them this year. They had I had another kick before halftime, and they iced me two times, and then I made the kick.
Yeah.
So that
really?
That head coach tried icing me 2 years in a row.
Really,
he didn't have three this year. He only had two timeouts this year, but I don't know.
He's like,
I think it's
it.
Just the same process, you know. I just go out and just like to be in my own mental state, and I know that I do self doc too. Like I know I'll walk out and I'll say you're gonna drain this. You're gonna drain this. Like you ain't gonna miss. Like you're gonna make it.
So just don't like want to hear one. From other people.
Yeah, basically.
Man.
Like, it's like, I think my biggest pet peeve of being a kicker is, like, if a game is close and you know it's going to come down to a field goal, maybe to win, I have, like, some guys come up to me and they're like, hey, this is going to be all on you. Like, this is coming
wow.
to you,
That's
you know?
Pressure.
And I'm just like, why do you even say that? Yes. You know, like, just let me, like, be
like, we don't know.
Within me, you know, let me just, like, focus on what I'm focused on. And then, like, don't come up to me and just be like, it's going to be all up to you. Yeah. And I'm like, well, all up to me is all up to the whole team, right. You know? So yeah. It's like, don't put that pressure on me. Like, that's it's not necessary, right. You know?
Does, like, kicking to the net actually do anything? Like, because it's, like, obviously it's contained. So, like, does that, like, is it just a show? Like, oh, yeah.
No, it does a lot, actually. Not the net. I mean, the net's obviously there to catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But it works because when you're warming up your kicks into the net, you get that feeling of your foot making contact with the ball. And so it's just like hitting the ball over and over again until you feel that good contact with your foot and the ball. And then that's when you kind of just like receive that boost of confidence. Like, okay, I'm ready to go out and hit this.
Can you know just from like kicking it into a net? Direction it would go.
Yeah, you know how good of a ball it is for sure.
It is a good
and like the sound of the ball too. Like when you kick it, you can hear the sound and the contact it makes. You know, like kind of like baseball. Like you know when somebody hit cranked that ball. Like you can just hear the sound of it coming off the bat.
When you're actually kicking, you pretty much know right away.
Basically, yeah. As soon as it comes off my foot, I can know if it's going in or not.
Is that like? Has there been a moment where you missed it, but like you felt it and you're like, oh no.
Yeah, like, it was Wyoming game this year. I had one that went way right. And as soon as I hit that ball, I knew it came off my toe. Because you want to hit it with like this solid bone in your foot right there.
Oh, yeah.
And that ball came off my toe. So like my timing was a little bit off. And as soon as it came off the toe, I didn't even want to look up. I knew that ball was just going wide right. And I just basically ran off the field. I just trotted off the field and was just like, knew there was going to be more opportunities to come up. Yeah. In the game, because that was a really close game that we had with Wyoming this year, and I knew there was going to be more opportunities to hit more field goals, so I just kind of like walked off and just went right to the net and just got those solid contact hits. So, there's definitely times where you're like,
I kind of wanted to talk about this. You made a tackle in the Mountain West Championship game. Did you like have a moment like, oh crap, I'm gonna have to tackle this guy, or is it just like, What goes through your head when you do that, like when you have to tackle someone on a kickoff?
My biggest worry was this returner was really good.
Yeah.
Like he was a very standout player for Fresno State, and he was a little bit taller than me, so he wasn't like, you know, like JL Tyreek Jones height, you know, running the ball down the field. And so I knew this guy was shifty, and the biggest thing that was in my head is don't let him cross your face, because if he crosses my face, he's gone. Like at that point, I'm just like, yeah, I don't. And, like, playing soccer my whole life, like, it requires speed in soccer, you know? And, like, I played striker, and so I was, like, I was fast in high school. And so, like, I believed that I could keep up with the guy. And so the biggest thing was if he crossed my face, he would be gone. And so I had to, like, position my body where he had to run to the sideline, because if I knew he went to the sideline, then I would be able to push him out of bounds. Like, I don't think he was going to be able to outrun me. And so, like, that was the biggest thing going through my head is if he crossed my face, he's gone. But if I get him to the sideline, then I can get him out. And so, like, I don't know. It's such a weird thought process because it's like, okay, yeah, like, you see it. You see how big the hole is. And then I, like, knew instantly how big that hole was. And then I was like, yeah, he needs to go sideline. And so I had to, like, kind of maneuver myself further into the middle so that he would take that, like, route to the sideline and then I could push him out.
Right after that, I check my phone. I have a text from you that says, we're asking him about the tackle.
Yeah.
So you're saying you didn't go for the strip sack for, like, you know, for six? That wasn't, like, your mental process was, like, oh, I'm going to strip this ball and then return it for a touchdown?
No. Not at all.
Man, that's unfortunate.
It was kind of funny, though, because our punter, James Ferguson, the Australian, he told me prior before, like, that game. It was probably, like, that week of the Mountain West Championship. He's like, dude, I have a weird feeling you're going to get a tackle on kickoff. And I was just like, shoot, dude. And then I was like, and then I went back to him and just like messed around with him. And I was like, dude, I had a vision that I like punched the ball out and like recovered it. And so like, I was just messing with him because obviously I was just like, nah, that's not going to happen. Yeah. You know? And then it actually happens that I tackled the dude. And then I like told him, I was like, no, I didn't strip the ball out though. Like my vision said so, but I was being completely like, just like lying to him, bro. Like I didn't actually have a vision. I was just kind of like going off of what he was saying.
Yeah.
So that was actually kind of funny that like I actually got a tackle in that game, and I was like, dang, I actually should have tried punching out the ball.
That's great. That apparently that was your third tackle. Of your career?
Yeah.
One per year? Wait, wasn't it? Probably.
Even. Freshman year wasn't really a tackle. That was like a slide tackle. My soccer
You remember
instinct,
them?
Yeah, my soccer instinct kind of came out on that one. And they counted it as a tackle. But my two like actual tackles have been this year. Like what I had another one with Nevada.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And that one was more like legit of a tackle than this Fresno one. But
That was borderline hit stick a little bit.
I went for the ankles, man. I knew I wouldn't be able to survive up top, so I had to go down low. You know what I'm saying?
We have a video to react to here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's if you're
you didn't
if you're a fan of Dirty Dancing, it's I saw this on Twitter. So this was you.
Oh. Dude, have I even seen this? I don't even know if I've seen this.
Well, you probably remember it because it's you. But like no, it's like this. And then apparently you do it back to Scott.
Yeah.
What went into like this? Like where was this?
Yeah,
like,
this wasn't even planned. To be honest, I didn't even know they had this play like written up. So I didn't even know that like Scott was going to be scoring a touchdown. But then and it was just funny because I just saw him running off and I was like, I saw him running off and I was like, I'm going to get Scott. I'm going to get Scott. I'm going to pick him up since he picks me up like every time I hit a field goal or PAT.
That's awesome.
So
where did that come from? Like, where did it start where he did it to you? Was it just like, was it like the Eli Manning commercial where he does it with like OBJ? Like, Dirty Dancing?
Dude, I don't even know how it started, to be honest. I think it was just a thing that just became a thing.
Like, he did it once and he's like,
he did it once and he was just like, hey, I'll be right there on the sideline waiting for you every time you get done with the kick. So, I can't even remember. It's been so long.
Not even
so
been
so long.
What
happens next year? Does someone fill in those shoes?
Someone might have to. I don't know.
Yeah. On to that. Have you like thought of? Are you allowed to say that if you've been thinking about like NFL?
I honestly don't even know how that stuff works, to be honest with you. And so I honestly haven't even given it much thought yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just super focused on the Mountain West Championship game, focused on the bowl game, and I just like don't know the process behind how all that stuff works. You know, potentially going to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't really given it much thought because I don't know what happens, you know.
Yeah. I heard that, like, well, some people, like, after, because, you know, after, like, round one and two,
mm-hmm.
normally they're on the phone, like, waiting for the phone. But, like, after, like, three, four, five, six, it could just happen anytime.
Right.
Like, I think it was Desmond Ridder, or it was either him or Malik Willis. They were just, like, casually just out with their family. And all of a sudden, they just got a call, like, they're drafted. It was like, imagine if you're like taking a crap or something and all of a sudden you get like
No, it's a crazy process. I mean, obviously like I'm in a position right now where I would love to explore my options, you know, and see what could come or if it's just better to return for another season because I still have two more years of eligibility at Boise State. So I mean, I'm in a really good spot where I'm at, you know, with my career, like either coming back for another season or maybe exploring options to, you know, try to aim for the next level. But like I said, I haven't put much thought into it because I don't know how that process goes down, to be honest with you.
Real. I mean, like, let's be real here. I feel like there's probably only a handful of, like, really good kickers in, like, the league that get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even though punters and kickers get drafted later, those really good ones do get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's a good chance that you would at least get drafted. Like, Matt Ariza did last year for punter. I feel like with that, but I feel like
let's keep the comparisons to that.
But like you know what I mean. Like I feel like especially since you've been nominated for Lou Groza for 2 years in a row, I feel like there's a good chance. I mean, at least, but
yeah, I mean, it's a man. There's so many people involved.
Yeah.
You know, so many different colleges, and it's not even like the all of the D1 colleges. You know, there's a whole bunch of really good D2 kickers. I don't know any of them, but like I'm sure that there is. You know, so that that kicker pool is so big that it's just like you would have to be like me thinking just like logically, you would have to be so good to get to the NFL. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It also seems like the guys in the NFL kind of recycle. Like,
yeah.
That guy gets dropped, another team picks him up.
But it's a business for them, dude. It's a business. You come in, you like I know kickers who have, you know, been to the training camps for like 3 days and then they get cut and they never see like being on a practice field for the NFL ever again. You know, so it's like a business. It's very strict. So it's like you come in, you just do your job. If you do your job, then you get paid good money to do your job. Like do exactly what you love, and obviously that's the dream for everybody. You know, so definitely, yeah. Probably will be exploring my options to see if I can make it to the next level. If not, then I have 2 more years of eligibility for college. So
yeah, awesome. Did you want to ask a...
that one for sure? Like, do you have one kick that stands out to you over your career, college, high school, whatever? Like, is there one that's more memorable than the others?
I think something about Wyoming now, dude. Like, I don't know, go two years in a row, kick before half. You know, he tried icing me, like, all two times. And then I just hit that kick right down the middle. You know, like, that's a good feeling when somebody's trying to throw you off, but it's like saying, ha-ha, sucker, it didn't work. You know, like, so those are probably, like...
contact on the sideline there?
Yeah, I mean, the first one that I had against him last year, I definitely turned towards him and was like... what's up, boy? Like, what's up? Yeah. You know? And then, like, this year I turned towards my sideline and was, like, getting hyped with my boys. But, like, I feel like those are definitely the most memorable just because, you know, it happened 2 times in a row over the course of the 2 years, you know? So I think those are definitely the most memorable.
Wasn't there a kicker that did that? Like, they stared down the coach while they kicked it?
I'm sure there's been a lot.
I'm sure,
dude, that's, like, such a flex, like, doing that. Imagine if you missed. Like, stare down the kicker and you miss, or the coach.
Yeah, then his icing technique worked then, at that point.
For real. I think you wanted to ask about anything about NIL. Did you want to?
Oh, yeah. Just I don't know how much you can talk about that, but, like, what are your thoughts on the whole, like, NIL wave that's that's kind of taken over the last year or so?
I think it's a great opportunity, you know. It gets you involved with people that you might not think that you would ever be involved with. You know, so it really, like, helps you to open up to, like, different companies, and they can either come to you or you can go to them. So, I mean, it's a good business opportunity for you to, like, you know, gain confidence within yourself, walk up to a company and be like, yo, I want to sponsor you. Like, I want to be able to advocate for your company. But obviously, you're getting paid for it. And so I think it's a good opportunity for athletes to, you know, be involved in that specific community that they're playing college football in. Whether they are local kids or not, I think it benefited me more because I am a local kid. And so just being in contact with all those people in the local area, that's been cool for me. But like I said, I think it's a great opportunity for college athletes to, you know, get a little bit more money and just stay involved in the community, the college football town or city that they're in. I think it's dope.
I thought you'd probably like it because considering you're the one that chose NIL for our presentation for class. I was like, I'm pretty sure, but I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's just interesting too, because it's just like, it's one of those things that there's a lot more to it than you actually think there is. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's not as simple as like, oh, okay, like, oh, let me advocate for you. Let me sponsor you. You know, it's not as simple as just doing that. There's like stuff, the process that you have to go through in order for it to like work out. Like the shirt that you're wearing, there's a process that I had to go through, paperwork I had to sign, making sure that the contracts were, you know, looked good and everything that I had mentioned and everything that they had mentioned. So it's like you sign the contract when you like the deal that they make with you and with the shirt, and you know, how many people buy them, I get a commission off of it. So I think it's like, you know, a great opportunity for college athletes to be kind of in the business world a little bit, you know, getting used to that stuff in college. And then when they leave college, I mean, they've already been a part of it, so they can just go out and explore the world and try to – live the dream, I guess.
Yeah.
Live the dream.
That stay reminds alive. Me. If you're interested, shirts, is it fansided/Jonah?
Fan Arch.
Fan Arch.
Yeah.
If you look on Jonah's Instagram social media, it'll have that there. But make sure to support him. Yeah. If you like athletes, buy a shirt.
I mean, we got cool stuff on there. I mean, it's a whole website, Fan Arch. You can see it in my Instagram bio. You get t-shirts, sweatshirts, crew necks, hoodies, phone cases, whatever you need. We got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, we kind of had a jersey swap a little bit. You know, I got the shirt. You have the sports and stuff hoodie now. So, yeah, you know, we
got a little setup.
We repping now.
I like the pink one. I haven't seen that.
I have one pink. Dude, those hoodies are so nice. Like,
oh, and it's big too. That's
yeah.
Perfect.
Well, you were like, you're saying you wanted extra large, and I'm like, okay, but
it's your sports and stuff, man.
Dude, they're so like comfortable. Like, yeah. I'm literally wearing one right now. Dude, they're so like, it's once you wear it, you'll probably like,
oh, they're sick, bro.
They're, it's probably gonna be so comfortable, but
they're sick. I like hopefully. Pink too.
Yeah,
and they look like they come in their actual size, which is nice.
Yep,
as well.
That's true.
So it's authentic, people. Yeah, it's authentic
until you wash it and it goes to like an extra small. It's like this big. It's like a Barbie doll. Like,
yeah, that's how they usually all do it.
Yeah, for real. So now we're gonna test your just basic general college football knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Not that much. We're just gonna go into like testing college football. Them? Not really, but we're just
going to
talk about college football.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you keep like up to date, like top four, AP poll, stuff like that?
Not so much.
Do you know like Michigan, Ohio State?
Michigan, TCU, Ohio State.
Yeah.
I mean, not so much in the past, but now that I'm like involved in college football, I watch a lot more of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I'll put SportsCenter on and I just watch it.
Do you have like other kickers that you like too? Or something?
I do. Michigan's kicker, Jake Moody. He's really good.
Ooh.
He's a really good kicker, standout guy. He won the Lou Groza last year. Mm-hmm. Probably did win the Lou Groza again this year. He's a really good kicker. One who just doesn't seem fazed at all. Mm-hmm. You know, same emotions, same facial expressions. Every time he walks on the field and he just gets the job done. That's simply what it is. He just walks on and just does it. So I'm a fan of Jake Moody, Michigan's kicker. Mm-hmm. But yeah, now I keep up with the AP poll now.
Okay, yeah, we're
more often.
Along with the, was there a guy in college or the league that, like, growing up or starting kicking that you like modeled your style after or like looked up to?
That's a good question. I think now I have my favorite kickers in the league. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think growing up I didn't really model after anybody just because I didn't know a lot about kickers. You know, it was one of those things where I was like, okay, I can kick a soccer ball. Great, I can kick a football, too, you know? Like, it's that simple. But, like, now, like, I'm a big fan of, obviously, Justin Tucker. Best in the league. Best mm-hmm. whoever did it, you know?
He nailed a 75-er, 5-yarder, I think, in, like, a before game.
Yeah, he's
ridiculous.
He almost hit the 67-yarder outside in Jacksonville.
Yeah. It's insane. And then Evan McPherson.
Yeah.
Bengals kicker.
Oh, yeah.
He's just young, you know? He was a rookie last year. Mm-hmm. And I think he just has that swag in him to go out and.
You hear the stories of like him telling Burrow, like, "Oh, looks like we're going to the Super Bowl."
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like that's so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's so cool, and it's cool because like those guys had that confidence in him. He's like, "Yeah, Dub, we're going. Evan McPherson's in. We're going." Yeah. You know, and like that's how I want it to be for me. You know, like at Boise State. You know, every time I walk up, I want my players to be like "Yep, Dub." You know, it's going in 3 points. You know,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are my two favorite, Justin Tucker and Evan McPherson.
McPherson like hit one guys. In college that was like through like a split of fog against Florida. That's always what I think of when I think of McPherson.
But yeah.
Well, I remember the first score in the Mountain West Championship game was like I think it was a 46 or 43 yarder or something. Your first one?
The first one was like a 28.
Really?
Yeah.
There's one that was like long, wasn't
it? It was
there?
A short one. I did have two, 40 yarders.
40.
Like, my first one was in the 20s, though.
Oh, okay.
And then the second one was 48. Third one was a 44.
What do you think, like, the kicker on the other, like, Fresno State, like, shanked it, this first one?
Yeah.
Did you think, like, oh, damn, that's not me or something like that? Or it sucks to suck.
I don't know what I was thinking. I think that kind of stuff motivates me because it's like, if I don't miss a field goal, like, you know.
Better by comparison.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
So it just, like, motivates you because obviously you want to perform better than their kicker does.
Yeah, for real.
So when you see him miss, you know, that hypes you up and it changes the momentum of the game. And I don't know.
Yeah.
And then it just gave me the motivation not to miss any field goals that game. So,
man. But, yeah, like, so college football right now. It's kind of set for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Georgia 1, Michigan 2, TCU 3, Ohio State 4. Mm-hmm. Slid in.
The committee hates fun and wouldn't give us a rematch of Ohio State Michigan. I don't know why.
I'm surprised TCU didn't move like.
Yeah, they didn't
down.
Get punished at all for losing.
So it's Georgia and Ohio State playing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then TCU and.
And then Michigan.
Michigan. Yeah. That's going to be a good game.
That one?
I think so.
I feel feel like Michigan's still going to win. I feel like it's going to be Michigan versus Georgia in the.
I think TCU's offense is going to do really good against Michigan's defense.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Dude, Michigan's offense is really good, too. And their running back, Edwards, man, they got a good running game.
Yeah.
And that guy's a beast.
Corum's out for the year, but Edwards is still really good.
Yeah, like, Edwards is
the biggest drop-off.
Right.
Man.
Like, that kid, he really stepped it up for sure.
I
feel like that'll be a good game.
Yeah.
I think people will be surprised about that game.
By TCU?
By TCU, yeah.
Man.
Because they had an undefeated season.
Yeah. Well,
they just lost their first game.
And it was still the 10-ranked
right.
Kansas State.
Right. So imagine how they're going to come out for this next game, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
And they sat there and waited. You know, they were nervous if they were even going to be in this top four.
Yeah.
And so imagine, like, them seeing their team in the top four and how motivated they are going to be to go out and destroy Michigan, dude.
Yeah, for real. And, like, even with Cincinnati last year, everyone thought, Alabama was just going to destroy him. But mm-hmm. it was a really close game. I think it was like...
Yeah.
I thought.
No, it was like 10 to 16 or 17 or something like that.
But then again, look at it. Look at these teams, bro. Like, yeah. Georgia. You got, obviously, Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got Ohio State. They're usually, like, up there. You know, Michigan. I don't know if Michigan's usually up there at all that much. TCU, never up there in the top four, you know? Mm-hmm. Usually, we're used to seeing Georgia, Alabama,
exactly.
All those teams. So I think it's really cool how it's like college football is like all these teams are really forming to be great teams,
mm-hmm.
you know? So there's a better competition.
Oh, no.
And I like it because it's not, you're not seeing the same team win over and over and over again.
Yeah. You know?
Especially with the new playoff model that's going to be put into place.
Yeah. We're
gonna
12 teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
A school like this is going to have a really good shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
the best group of five conference winner is going to get an auto bid. Like
that's. I wish the playoffs were here, like, in, like, the 2010s. With, like, Coach... Dude, if we had Coach Pete in the playoff, dude, we're winning at least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You have 2 more years.
2 more years of eligibility.
So you'll have a shot at the playoff, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
They said 2024, 2025.
Right.
So, I think that might... Would that be your last season?
Before.
Be last season? I don't know.
We'll see.
If you went all, like, you know, all your years, though,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be your... First year, your last year would be the first year.
I think so.
Be 2025?
Yeah, 2024-25,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, because I'll graduate 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you get to play that still season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that'll be like my extra COVID year season.
Yeah.
If they still give it to me.
They still give it to me. I mean,
but like technically, my freshman year, that season was cut in half because of COVID.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, they should at least. I feel like that'd be
stupid.
I feel
like they should give it to me if I was a part of it.
Yeah.
So I technically still, yes, have two mm-hmm. more years.
Like, probably.
Because I was a part of that season. So
yeah.
It makes the most sense.
Maybe, like, after that season, though,
mm-hmm.
no one else? Because,
yeah.
like, then that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody coming in after that 2020 season, I don't think they'll get that extra year.
Isn't it like you can have at least 7 years of eligibility?
I don't know.
Isn't that the max?
You can play so many years.
Yeah.
There are ways. Like, JT Daniels just transferring, he's going to have. Another year or two. He's been in college forever.
John Ojukwu, too. He's
he's a mega senior.
Very mega senior, yeah. I think he came in like 2017, dude.
The only interaction I've had with John was at Albertsons, and I was buying chicken nuggets, and he was in front of me in line.
Yeah.
And
that boy can eat, dude.
It was so funny because I was talking to him, and he had no idea who I was because, like, you know, I've never, like, interviewed him or anything
right.
like that.
Right.
But... He, like, I was, like, just striking up a conversation with him. And he's probably like, dude, I'm just trying to order my, like, chicken tenders or something.
Yeah.
Like, and then he's like, this random guy is just, like, talking to me about football. I'm like,
that's funny.
But,
that's funny.
Man. Do you have any, so you thought, like, maybe shock up with, like, Michigan and TCU. Do you think, like, Oregon, or no, Ohio State and Georgia? Do you think there's, like, a?
Upset, bro.
I don't think there's an upset, bro, with that one.
Yeah. I mean. Ohio State lost to Michigan. I don't think they're going to beat Georgia.
You see Georgia's quarterback, dude. He's,
Justin Bennett?
Yes, he's showing a lot more confidence.
He got his phone number leaked.
And he did a mic drop.
Man.
Call me on the winning phone, dude.
That was awesome because the Tennessee fans leaked his number and then
yeah.
the first touchdown of the game.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be...
So I don't think Georgia's going to lose that game. But I do think that Michigan and TCU, a lot more people are going to be surprised than they think.
Mm-hmm.
You think TCU is going to win?
I think they might. Yes. Okay. Might. I think TCU might come up with a dub, dude, because they're gonna come out hungry. You know, so definitely. They lost their first game all season, and then they
their
still
quarterbacks
get
are really good.
They still get that shot in the top four. Yeah. You know, so that's just gonna like they're gonna be hungry. I'll tell you that they're gonna be hungry, and they're gonna attack Michigan, and that offense is about to go crazy. I'm calling it right now.
And they don't have to.
I'm calling it right now. Yeah,
it's true.
And they don't have to play Georgia first game. So it's like, yeah, they do have a shot. If they were playing Georgia, then I don't think they're going to win. But, like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. Mark my words right now. TCU is going to beat Michigan. Mark my words right now.
My picks are pretty boring.
You doing Michigan? I would do Michigan, Georgia.
I just think it's got to be Georgia over Michigan.
I think so, too.
Georgia, I know no one's unbeatable. But they really look like it right now. Like,
I mean, they've gotten close a couple games.
No, which is weird because like their closest games have been like Kent State and I think it's Missouri.
Yeah.
But then they go to Tennessee.
You guys don't even think TCU is gonna be in the top, man.
I think it's gonna be a close game.
I'm telling you.
I'm a big Harbaugh guy, so I'm really rooting for Michigan.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody will be rooting for Michigan.
I can see Michigan choking though. I don't know. I can see him choking.
I want Harbaugh to succeed, man. Yeah. I really hope he wins.
He's good. He's fighting.
Yeah.
Man.
Dude, I'm sorry to break it to you, but they're going to lose.
Yeah, it's going to be like 50-0. Like TCU.
They're
going to
lose. And I'm going to say TCU is up on Michigan by a touchdown and a field goal.
That's a
double-digit win.
I see that. Right. I mean, I think
TCU is going to win by 13 points.
13? Damn.
Okay.
I like how you're like, it's
not
like
13 points. Not 13 points. 10 points. Like,
10 points? Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Touchdown and field goal. 10 points, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Man. They have a big advantage at quarterback. And that's always a thing, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Duggan is
awesome. Dude, the kid's going to light it up, man. Mm-hmm. He's going to light it up.
Man.
Because you saw him in his press conference, man. Crying after the game, after he lost. He said, all I ever wanted to do is bring a trophy back home to the school. You can't tell me that when he gets on that field, he's about to go crazy.
He's hungry. I'm not saying he's not.
He's about to go crazy. Dude, so I think it's going to be a legit good game. I'm going to say TCU wins by 10, but we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely see. I think – so we don't have enough time to go through all the bowl games. I just kind of put them all down. But there is one specifically, the Frisco Bowl. Did you think that was an op? Like, was the team informed about that beforehand or – anything?
I don't know. I think the guys had like a good clue of like the Frisco Bowl being an option. I kind of just sat there and waited until I found out where we were going, you know.
Yeah.
Thankfully it was on the 17th still so that we could still be home for Christmas and stuff like that. That's really cool. But I'm excited, you know. I mean, we got really good players on our team, you know. You got guys like JL Skinner, Tyreek Jones, all those guys, you know, George Kalani. We don't know where they'll be next year, you know, if they're returning or obviously they're going to the NFL. So it's cool to have one last game with all those guys, you know.
Everyone's going to play.
I think so, yeah.
If you're allowed to.
I don't know. But I would assume so. I would assume, like, those senior guys that they're going to want one more game. Yeah. You
especially
know?
Because, like, we haven't had a bowl game in, like, 2 years.
Right.
Right.
So, like,
that's true.
But. And it's in Frisco, Texas. You know, I don't mind Texas.
Yeah.
It's going to be good
guys
weather.
A team from Texas, right?
Yeah. A lot of our guys, you know, Taylen Green, Ashton Gentry, Eric McAllister. Those are all Texas guys. They're all from, like, Dallas area. So Frisco's literally just north of Dallas by, like, 30 minutes. So they're going to be home.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that this bowl game will be comfortable for the Texans.
Yeah.
Man. I think that's all the time we have for today.
Yes, sir.
You know, we appreciate you for coming on. You know, normally, like we said, I think this is our first time having someone else on the show because it's normally just us ranting about random stuff.
Yeah.
He said he hated Christmas last episode.
We really got to go through this. Yeah. Again. I'm not a Christmas guy. I'm a Thanksgiving guy.
Hey, man. That's okay.
What's your favorite holiday?
I like the 4th of July.
That's okay, that was my first draft.
We
my
both
first
put
pick.
That in the top three. We both put that in the 4th of July.
No, you said
my
Thanksgiving.
My second runner-up would probably be Christmas, though.
Yeah, I had.
Besides
see?
The fact that it's freaking cold during Christmas.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
not much of a snow guy anymore. It was fun when I was a kid, but not so much anymore.
I had 4th of July, Christmas, and New Year's Eve. Man's over here had Thanksgiving, Halloween, and St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, boy. But I like to eat. Come on.
What can I say, man?
Yeah,
I like
St. Patrick's
too.
Day because of the Irish food.
Okay, I didn't say St. Patrick's Day was top three. We were drafting.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you're not putting St. Patrick's Day over 4th of July. Like,
yeah, no, you can't.
I just can't. Don't enjoy Christmas season. I don't know what to tell you, yeah.
Man. Man. But,
neither do I. Now that I have to kick in snow sometimes, yeah, I don't real. Enjoy Christmas.
Oh. Dude, that'd be rough. But, yeah, thanks for going on the show.
Of course.
If you want to, you know, check out Jonah on all the social medias, we'll have that on this video. And yeah, make sure to check us out next video, next episode when we have that. I don't know if we'll have it next week, but we'll keep you updated. But, yeah, thank you, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.